fact, you know I'm all about this interview. I'm joined by the head basketball coach of the Milwaukee Bucks, third season with the Bucks, two-time NBA Coach of the Year, fastest coach in Bucks history to 150 wins, won four NBA titles with the Spurs organization. Milwaukee is in first. They're in the Central, of course, and they're hosting Miami tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Eastern. It's going to be a fascinating end to the regular season. Mike Budenholzer is my guest. Mike, it is great to have you back. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing great, Jim. Thanks for having me on.
So good to have you on, Mike. Thank you very much. You beat the Pacers last night in a game where Giannis went 40, 15, and 6. I mean, absolutely amazing numbers, of course, but he makes it seem commonplace, Mike. Is that business as usual for Giannis, or maybe did he show you something even extra last night?
Yeah, no, last night it felt like he had a little extra gear. You know, some of the finishes, some of the things he did in the paint. You know, he had a little extra pop. Which he does have, you know, a ridiculous number of nights. You know, it's kind of like the amazing and unbelievable becomes common with him. So, but no, he was really good last night. We needed it. You know, they played well and you know, a high scoring game, and you know, it was good to get out of there with a win.
Mike Budenholzer is joining us. I want to talk to you, Mike, about a few of your other guys. But PJ Tucker recently made the point that he knows how good Giannis is. And he knew how good he was from having to guard him. But since coming to the team, he sees how hard he works. He sees the kind of work that he puts in the gym, working on a shot as well. How valuable is it when you have your best player also putting in the kind of time and work and effort at the facility that Giannis does?
Yeah, I mean, you can't, it's hard to articulate how important that is and how impactful that is when your best player sets the tone of getting in the gym, working, improving, getting better, not being satisfied, you know, being the ultimate competitor. He's just, you know, he's everything you want from every player. And, you know, he just sets the example and people follow his lead. And, you know, we're just beyond fortunate in Milwaukee and, you know, as a coach to have your best player have the mindset, the work ethic that Giannis does. It sets our organization and our team up for a lot of success. And, you know, we want to just, you know, do everything we can to be the best, you know, for Giannis. And he wants to be the best for us. And a lot of good things happen, you know, around Giannis.
Mike Budenholzer, my guest. Mike, I actually love what you've done and what the organization's done and the team has put together. I think it's a fascinating team to watch. I want to ask you about this, though, kind of a big picture question that, because I had Michael Malone on the show earlier this week, and he was making the point that the season and everything involved with the pandemic has been an incredible grind, both physically and mentally, for the players and everybody involved. What has this season been like for you and your guys?
Yeah, I mean, it has been a grind. It's been a challenge, but I also balance every year in the NBA is such a grind, and it's so challenging. This league, there's so many good players and good teams, and I do think it's gone up a notch, and I do think, you know, there's so many things with testing and all that, but you know, our team, you know, it's you know, we're excited about kind of where we're going, the direction. We've been able to stay pretty healthy, you know, on all levels, whether it be the COVID or just, you know, general basketball stuff, and been able to get, you know, close to our normal work routine. And, you just get in a new rhythm. It's a little bit different. It is a little bit more challenging, but, you know, every year in this league, it's tough. It's tough to get through a regular season and get into the playoffs. And you know, this year is certainly, it's a little bit more, but we've been a little bit on the fortunate side, and, you know, knock on wood, we can stay there and stay healthy and get going in the playoffs, you know, here shortly.
No, I think it's interesting, like, to that point that it's just, it is hard, but it's a new normal, and you adapt, and you do what you have to do to get through it. And then you had a couple of really key guys. For instance, Drew Holiday, he had 20 points, 14 assists, and 4 rebounds, and 4 blocks last night. So an amazing game for him. I've always been really about his game and his character and what he brings to it. Like, what has his arrival meant to your team this season?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's just the addition of Drew is probably as important as anything, you know, that for this team and this season and where we are. You know, he just, he's such a good player on both ends of the court. You know, you talk about two-way players, guys that can impact the game defensively, impact it offensively. And that's, you know, that's what you need. The more really, really great two-way players you have, the better your team, and to have it at the point guard spot. And he just brings a confidence and a toughness and a poise that, you know, it's hard to match. And then, you know, the character and the way he's just fit into the locker room and with the guys and everything he does off the court. You know, it's like, you know, again, we just feel incredibly fortunate that, you know, he's here, he's with us, you know, to work out the extension, have him committed and be part of our core, you know, going forward. It's just, it's these, to, you know, from our perspective, it's the ideal fit. He's the ideal player. He's the ideal human, you know, to put with the guys we have here.
Yeah, you said that way better than I ever could have. That's my take. I think he's just a class act on the floor, off the floor, what he represents, what he stands for, how he carries himself. You also added one of my favorite players, PJ Tucker, and he had a great quote. He told SI, quote, "Coach Bud is super transparent, and I'm at the point in my career where I know why I'm here. I have lived through every situation possible. It's not rocket science. They don't want me to do nothing I don't do," end of quote. I love this guy so much. Like, how do you see his role both on defense and offense, and what does he allow you to do?
Yeah, I mean, the what he brings, and it's, you know, a little bit like till you're around a guy to see what he does defensively every night, it is special. You know, he's just an elite defender. And I've really, I guess, been impressed. I don't use the word surprise very often, if ever, but I he can guard multiple types of guys. You know, he's guarded some wings and, you know, almost point guards, guys coming off screens and pin downs and off ball stuff. And then he guards big guys. He just guards everybody. And it's been so impressive. And, you know, so we can switch a little bit more. He can do things and gives us like a little more variety defensively on how we can do things. And he just brings an edge and a toughness to us, really on both ends of the court. You know, offensively, I think, you know, what he can do as far as a ball mover and screener and get guys open and free them up is a little bit underrated. And then the way he shoots corner threes, you know, he's come up with some big offensive rebounds for us. But, you know, I think at the end of the day, it's just a mental toughness. It's a mental edge that I think he brings that, you know, this group, it's really good for us. And he's been great in timeouts. He's been great in the locker room. You know, he's a big time competitor. He's got juice. You know, and it's good to have somebody like that, you know, for our team.
I love to hear you talk about him like that. I love that guy. And for all those reasons,
yeah.
You know, Mike, you spent nearly two decades with the Spurs, and tomorrow one of your former players, Tim Duncan, is going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. You've said, quote, "He is just one of the most incredible human beings I've ever been around," end quote. What makes Tim Duncan so unique and so special?
Yeah, I mean, gosh, we could talk. I'm sure you've had other people. It's like you could talk about them all day, and it's so hard to pick the perfect word. But he's the ultimate competitor. He wants to win. He'll do anything to win. And at the end of the day, you know, in sports, that's really what you're looking for is winners. Is this the ultimate winner, competitor? But the humility he does it with, the unselfishness that he does it with, the ability to care for others, and just, you know, I just think about him touching somebody coming out of a timeout, going into a timeout. You know, somebody just got chewed out. You know, they're feeling down, and man, one touch from Timmy, and that guy's like back on top of the, you know, the journey and stuff. And so I just think he's got an incredible competitiveness, but then an incredible humility and a way of connecting and being a teammate and being just a person that literally everybody loves playing with. It's so, you know, he's incredibly deserving of the Hall of Fame. I think he's the greatest power forward ever. I'm definitely biased, but he's just, you know, one of the all-time greats. And to be around him for, you know, 17 years or 15, whatever, however many years I was there with him, just, you know, special time for me, and just feel blessed to have seen it up close.
Right. No one like him. So, Mike, final thought for you. You've got the Heat tomorrow night. Then you're in Chicago on Sunday. And there's so many different variables at this time of year in terms of seeding. How much attention do you pay to that, both in terms of where you're seated and who you might be facing? And how are you approaching the last few days of the regular season?
Yeah, I mean, it's an exciting time for the league, for you know, every team that's in this mix, and it's crazy. Like, you know, it's Friday afternoon, and there's still a bunch of different ways things can fall out. And so I think you just got to play. You got to prepare. You got to play, and you know, get your team. You know, I think you want to be playing good basketball going into the playoffs, and in a good rhythm, and healthy, and so you're just balancing all those things. And literally, it's like 10 different things could happen between now and, you know, Saturday night. Now and, you know, by Sunday, 20, 50 different things can happen. And so right now the mindset is just prepare, get ready, you know, go play good basketball, you know, against Miami, a good team that we've seen a lot. And, you know, should be a great game. You know, I think we're looking forward to it.
Hey, listen, I would imagine, Mike, finally, you, whoever you play has to deal with you as opposed to you having to deal with them, although you will respect them. But I'm guessing nobody would really like to see Miami in the first round if they had to, right?
Yeah, I mean, I thought you were going to say nobody really wants to see Milwaukee in the first round.
Well, that's a given. That's a given, Mike. I think we all understand that. I think we all understand
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you know, but and the,
nobody
the
ever East. Wants to see your guys, Mike, and we all understand that.
I hope, you know, but the East, I mean, it's really, it's been interesting to watch even, you know, the last few days. I've probably watched a little bit more of the other games, and Atlanta's so talented, and you know, the way they're kind of playing and fitting together, and New York and what Tibbs has done there, and you know, just all up and down the East, there's just a lot of good teams. And I think everybody just wants to be healthy, be playing good. You're gonna have a hell of a matchup, you know, Boston in the first round, whoever comes out of that, you know, play-in stuff. You just got to be ready. I think everybody's really good, and including Miami, you know, to your point. Like, you know, they're in the NBA Finals last year. You know, they've got, you know, a really good core group of players that's been together. Spo's, like, off the charts as a coach. Like, just, you know, a ton of respect for him and what he does. And you know, but it's kind of similar when you talk about these teams in the East and the coaches and the players. It's what makes the NBA great, what makes playoff basketball great. You know, I think right from Jump Street, the first round's going to be – the playing stuff's going to be good. The first round's going to be great stuff. And it just gets better as you work your way through it.
I was going to say, I'm trying to cut you loose, but really quickly on that playing stuff. For instance, I mean, can you imagine like the Lakers and Golden State in a playing game? I mean, maybe you don't have to necessarily concern yourself with it directly, but where do you come out, quote, on that playing stuff? Do you like that?
Yeah, no, I think it's great for the league. You know, I'm imagining your callers and the stuff that you guys must be going back and forth and all the NorCal, SoCal, you know, if it was Golden State Lakers in a playing game, it would just be insane, you know. So it's been a strange season, you know, how it maybe end up that way with the Lakers, you know, defending champions, and they're just such a great team and organization. But you know, if that were to fall that way, which I don't know if it will, you know, it's just, you know, at the end of the day, it's exciting, and the fans, I'm sure, just, you know, going crazy with it. And, you know, we're on the other side, so we can kind of sit back and laugh and just think about what that game would be like. You know, so we'll see how it all plays out, you know, another 2-3 days of games and results, and it's exciting.
I so respect that. That's the way you laid that out, and I really do appreciate that. And for the record, no, Mike, nobody wants to run into you guys, not in the first round, not in the second round, not ever. I think the team looks outstanding, so I can't wait to continue to see how that plays out. Mike Budenholzer, the head coach of the Bucks, 2-time NBA Coach of the Year, Miami at Milwaukee tomorrow. Mike, I always appreciate the conversation and our relationship with you and this show. Thank you so much for doing it, and good luck.
Great. Thanks. Take care. Talk to you later.
Mike Budenholzer, take care. Good coach, man. Good coach, and I love the way they built that thing. I love their additions. I love their chemistry. I love how the pieces fit. I love PJ. I love Drew Holiday. These are really good pickups, and they are really dangerous. And that's an NBA coach saying, yeah, you know what? We like the play-in. It's exciting.